Welcome to the Magnetic Brand Podcast. I'm your host, Arena, a multi-six-figure entrepreneur and brand mentor. I'll be bringing you conversations that help you turn your passion into a profitable magnetic business that effortlessly attracts your dream clients and help you create ultimate freedom in your life. Let's dive into today's conversation. Hello and welcome to another episode of the Magnetic Brand Podcast. Today I wanted to talk about my experience in booking out my high-ticket offers in 3 months when I first started my business. But before I dive into that, I just wanted to give a bit of an update. I'm still in Bali and I'm coming up to my last 2 weeks, if I'm not extending my trip, that is. But it just feels crazy. Like, I booked a two-month trip and it's gone so fast. But yeah, I've been thriving here. Like, having this schedule and routine in my day has just been so amazing. I've just been waking up early, and this is super unlike me, but I've been kind of straight into work. I smash out like a few hours of work in the morning and I basically tick off all my to-dos. So it turns out I'm just super productive in the morning. So that's what I've been doing. And then after that, I kind of just been taking afternoons off. Like, I just go to the gym. I go to this like wellness center, which is a gym, and they have like ice baths, sauna, pools, like recovery center and everything all in one. So I've just been spending all my afternoons there and then just go and watch sunset, walk on the beach, have dinner. And it's just been such a beautiful flow. And yeah, I feel like everything is just in flow. And everything's just working so well in my life and business right now. So it's been super nice to have that. But yeah, if everything goes to plan, then I'm flying back to Sydney in like 2 weeks, which is crazy. And to be fair, I'm not really looking forward to it. There's a few things that I'm missing. Like, I would love to catch up with my friends. You know who you are. I miss you. And yeah, that would be nice to just go back and go for beach walks with my friends, have a coffee and all of that. I really do miss that. And I kind of also miss having some clean beaches around, because I don't know if you've been to Bali or Canggu, but the beaches are not the cleanest here. And especially lately, there's been some storms and the rubbish on the beach is just extreme. So yeah, I'm missing the clean, nice beaches of Sydney. And I also miss my home cooking, because literally every meal I have here is we're eating out. So then the food here is super clean and healthy, and especially the options that I'm choosing as well. But still, I miss kind of like having a cozy night in and doing my own cooking and all of that. And I do have a kitchen here, so I know this is kind of just an excuse, but I haven't really been utilizing it. I tried to bake in that oven once, did not work out. And after that, I've just been like, well, and also it's kind of cheaper to go out, so why wouldn't I do that? Anyway, that's my little update for now. And I want to dive into my journey and how I booked out my high ticket offers in 3 months. So if you go back a little bit, I started a brand and web design agency. After I quit my design career, multi-six-figure design career, I just took the leap, started my agency. And I was offering high ticket branding and website packages. I was targeting high-end coaches and service providers. And that was sort of the niche that I was going into. And yeah, I was really focused on just selling these two signature packages. They were both very high ticket. And one was for a brand identity and one was for a website package. So that's what I went out and tried to sell. And the way that I managed to sell it out in 3 months really comes down to a couple of steps. I was just reflecting on this as I was building out a course on this topic. Obviously, I really went into what went into making this happen, and in such a short period of time as well. So a couple of things that I did is I got crystal clear on my target audience. And I'm not talking about demographic information. I'm talking about knowing their deep desires, their aspirations, their fears, like who their identity is and who they aspire to be. Like, getting super, super clear on that. So it's not about the surface level stuff, their age, what their job is, if they have kids and all of that. It's really like who they see themselves as and who they aspire to be. And then I focused on that deep desire and focused on the transformation that I can provide for them to achieve that desired outcome. I focused on the transformation and value that I can bring into their lives and how I can take them from A to B and how I can help them get to that aspirational identity that they're aspiring to be. And once I had those two things clear, like, this is super important. If you don't have that, the next steps will just not work out for you. But once I've had that mapped out, I created a frictionless path to purchase around that. So this is super important as well. I dialed in the user experience to take them from the hook to purchase effortlessly. And I think this is something that a lot of people miss, because there's so much content around creating, like activating content, having a hook, having just talking to the deep desires of the client, creating transformation. But if you don't create that effortless experience for them to go from finding you to actually buying, then they're just gonna drop off. So I eliminated all of the drop-off points for my customers. I focused on how I could delight them and seamlessly take them from A to B and help them click buy and sign and be done. So I mapped out the exact process and I looked at every step. I put myself in the customer's shoes and mapped out exactly how to take them from first finding me on socials to signing up with me within a couple of days. And this is so important. There's a couple of things that go into that, but once you can map out a clear purchase journey with clear call to actions, clear next steps, then your customers will have no other choice but to sign with you. Because if you don't have that, your offer might be better than someone else's. You might know that a desire is better than someone else, but if they're struggling to find the next step and struggling to sign up with you, they're just going to follow the path of least resistance and they're going to go to a competitor. They're going to go to someone that makes it so easy for them to sign up that they just can't say no. And it's not because they vibe with them more. It's not because their packages are better. It's simply because they made it easier for them to sign up. So what happened when I started implementing all of that? When I implemented all those steps, aligned clients started to find me. And because they were aligned and I created a clear path for them, most of the people that found me actually converted. And the way that happened is because I created this identity that I was targeting. So that already pre-qualified my clients. So my content and the messaging and the positioning that I put out already pre-qualified my clients for me. And because they were qualified and because I created that seamless journey for them, they almost just automatically converted. So once they found me, I made sure that they found me because we were aligned. I made sure that they found me because they were ready. And I made sure that they have a clear path, an effortless, seamless journey to actually become a customer, a paying customer. Because I didn't want to just build an audience of cold leads that are just like lurking around watching my content. I wanted to build an audience that is hot, that is activated, that is ready, and an audience that is aligned. And because I created that aligned audience, I absolutely loved working with every single one of my clients. I got to work with high-end luxury coaches and service providers, powerful women in the industry that are all industry leaders. They're the go-to experts in their field, and we created magic together. And when I did this, I went from just trying to find my rhythm in business, just trying to find my footing, to booking out my signature high-ticket offers in just 3 months. So when you set up this process, everything becomes seamless and easy. Because I'm all about building a sustainable business. I'm not here for bro marketing, cold emails. I'm not here to hustle 24/7. I'm here to just do a bit of work in the morning and then go and enjoy Bali for the rest of the day. And this is why I created a process that works for me. I created a framework for effortless sales. And I have a live masterclass coming on the 18th of April at 9 a.m. Sydney time. And if you're listening to this later, you can still watch the replay at any time. But if you're listening to this before then, either DM me ESM or click the link in the show notes to get access to the live masterclass, again on the 18th of April. And in this masterclass, I'll be walking you through the three-step framework to effortless sales in your business. And I am so excited to see you there. So I'd love to have you join me live. Otherwise, I'll see you in the next episode. Bye.